Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The reigning World Series champion Nationals will be without at least two holdovers from last year's team. Longtime infielder Ryan Zimmerman and pitcher Joe Ross are opting out of playing as Major League Baseball tries to get back amid the coronavirus pandemic. A 60-game season is set to start toward the end of July, but the Nationals aren't the only ones losing players. Diamondbacks right-hander Mike Leake and Rockies outfielder Ian Desmond have also decided to sit out. Meantime, Mets slugger Yoenis Cespedes might finally be ready to return to baseball this summer after being sidelined for nearly 2 years by injuries. And the Premier of Ontario says MLB is close to winning approval to play in Toronto amid the pandemic. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says local and federal authorities, quote, kind of gave their approval, end quote, but the Blue Jays are still waiting for a letter of support from the federal government. MLB requires an exemption as anyone entering Canada for non-essential reasons must self-isolate for 14 days, and the U.S.-Canada border remains closed to non-essential travel until at least July 21st. In the NBA, Nets guard Spencer Dinwiddie and center DeAndre Jordan say they have tested positive for COVID-19. Dinwiddie told The Athletic that he is experiencing symptoms and doesn't know if he'll be able to play when the NBA season resumes in Florida next month. At least six Nets players have tested positive for COVID-19 so far. The previous four, including Kevin Durant, were in March. And lastly, officials have lifted a precautionary quarantine on a barn at Belmont Park after test results for a horse suspected of having equine herpes virus type 1 were negative. The New York Racing Association says all horses in barn 37 were found to not have fever and were asymptomatic. As a result, they can enter races and train among the general population. I'm Jesse King.